This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Thursday, the 16th of June. I'm Alex Ritson. To the markets and America's main share index, the Dow Jones broke a five-day losing streak, closing up a third of 1% at 17,695. I asked Carrie Leahy of Decision Economics what was going on.
The market seems to be more confident that Britain may not leave the European Union in the vote next week. That has been sinking the market for at least the last week or so. And so once you got through the concern about the Federal Reserve and whether or not they would hike rates this week or this summer, and that seems to be ebbing away, the market refocused itself on the possibility that the vote may be that Britain will remain in the European Union, and that was good news for stocks here in the States.
And three more central banks following the U.S. Federal Reserve in leaving their main interest rates on hold, now at these record lows for 8 years since the financial crisis. It doesn't say a lot for the health of the global economy, does it?
No, it does not. And it also tells you that the central banks feel that they've gone about as far as they can go. And we've been hearing calls for this for some time, and the calls are eminently sensible but aren't being adopted in places like Germany and the United States to pick up infrastructure projects. Because with interest rates extremely low, the market is basically crying out for demand for capital. Please take our money. It's cheap. And the U.S., Germany, and elsewhere are not using that to fund massive infrastructure projects, which could be done at extremely affordable rates. So I think what monetary policy is saying is we're tired and we need help from fiscal policy.
Bank of England, as it announced its decision to leave rates on hold, also said that Brexit, a potential Brexit, was the biggest risk to global financial markets at present. Was that heard by investors in the U.S.?
I certainly do. The market knows that if you can get badly burned by a country as small as Greece in the last 5 to 10 years, then a major country like Britain, should it take itself further away from Europe, could be very big news and very bad news for the market. So, yes, given what happened to Greece, the UK decision could be massive.
Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics. The end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index down 0.3% at 59.60, a pound worth $1.42 and €1.12.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.